Oh, kei te whakarongo koe ki te reo irirangi poho, ko Parakuihi tēnei. You're listening to 95BFM Breakfast. We've got a special guest in the studio, morena to Johanna Cosgrove.
Kia ora.
Hello.
Wow, what an entrance. Screaming.
Yeah, lots of screaming, crying, sweating,
screaming, crying, throwing up. Absolutely papering the walls with spew.
We are so glad you've made it.
Thank
though.
You so much for having me. So sorry. The backstory is I was stuck in traffic.
Yeah. Classic.
Tamaki things, you know?
Yeah.
And it was so bad that I'm leaving the city.
What?
I'm moving to Melbourne.
Don't leave. Don't do it.
Please. I'm doing
it. Don't do it.
Nah, after what I witnessed on Khyber Pass, I never want to fucking be in here again. I'm out. I'm absolutely out.
You can't leave us for numb. Too many people have done that.
I know, but there's a reason for that, and it's called the motorway.
City, it needs Goblin Girls.
I know. Well, Goblin Girls is going to stay.
Good.
Don't worry.
Oh, okay, you'll fly back for it?
Well, that's kind of the dream plan, actually.
Ooh.
That's expensive, but hopefully... we're going to keep it going because then the other girlies are going to host.
Yes.
Because there are so many talented sweeties that need to be making you laugh every single month at Goblin Bar.
Let's talk about it a little bit. So yes. Goblin Girls coming up this week. Thursday?
It's on Thursday. We've got literally Sam Harmony just texted me. He said we've got 2 tickets left. So run.
Run. Don't walk. Run.
Don't walk to Under the Radar right now. But if we're really sold out, then we'll see what we can do. Maybe we'll release some extra ones on the day.
Ooh,
lunch rush.
Little extra tickets. Goblin Girls has been running for you've done a few iterations now.
Yeah.
Talk to us about what actually happens at Goblin Girls, what people can expect.
So we started it last year in December.
Yeah.
Basically, Goblin had just opened and I audaciously invited myself to the opening launch party.
Yeah, good.
Okay. Slash like strong-armed Stephen Martin to invite me to the launch party. As you must. And then they were like, do you want to do a comedy night? And I was like, yeah. I do. And I was just sick of the all men lineups, and so bing bong, there's no system.
Because men aren't even funny.
Period.
Oh, okay. Wait, maybe I shouldn't have said that on the radio. But...
You took the words right out of my mouth. No, but this, you won't see a cis man on Goblin Girls, let me tell you that. Although
okay.
we did do, actually, during Pride, we did do Goblin Gays.
Yep.
And we had Chris Parker,
okay.
Eli Matheson, James Musterpick.
Oh, what a lineup.
Yeah, we had my
That's
friend
beautiful.
Tom Clark, who's currently in ATC show Mary, which is amazing. You guys should go and see it. We were supposed to do a DJ duo together called Julie Andrews, dressed as Mary Poppins,
oh
and
gosh.
Tom had to do it by himself because I had COVID.
Oh,
so
no.
He did the abracadabra dance, Lady Gaga, boom, boom, dressed in full Mary Poppins garb and threw his wig out the roof onto Ponsonby Road.
Oh, my God.
So it's a crazy night, you guys. It's really crazy. I will say this. The audience is the hottest audience I have ever performed to in my life.
It's like that at Goblin. I've noticed
everyone is hot.
Yeah, it's
Goblin.
No fuggos allowed. If you're in there, chances are you're a 7 and above, so good for you.
And so Goblin Girls, it's a night of funnies at Goblin, and it's just great. And you are doing a show, Sweetie.
I know. The next
week,
because I'm mentally ill. So I'm doing Goblin Girls this week. The lineup for Goblin Girls, by the way, is fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Liv Ward. They're an amazing comedian. They've just moved up from Pornicky. We've got Liv McKenzie. We've got Courtney Dawson. We've got, oh my God, I've forgotten the rest
double
of the lineup.
Double Liv, no less.
We've got a double Liv, no less, no more. Who else have we got? This is what happens when you're trying to move countries and produce 2 gigs at the same time. Rhiannon McCall, Lana Walters, and my angel queen, Hayley Sproul.
Oh,
so,
yes. Hayley Sproul.
Yeah, we're bringing
so
it.
Funny.
We've got the girls are out, you know.
The girls are out.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
love it.
How exciting.
That is such a lineup.
Yeah,
whoa.
Powerful, really powerful.
And in the middle of, like, winter, I reckon that's when you need
a good laugh.
Oh. Exactly. In the middle of this shit, whatever the fuck, we don't have to talk about the government, but fuck that. Yeah, come and have a little laugh. Come and have a cocktail.
A giggle.
Come and have a, and by cocktail I mean house wine, because who can afford a cocktail?
Yeah,
yeah.
This late stage
in this economy.
Yeah, truly.
Cool.
And so you're doing another show, which is called Sweetie, which is your show.
It's my show. So Sweetie is my hour. It's I debuted it this year in Melbourne, and then I took it to Sydney and then the New Zealand Comedy Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And it won Director's Choice at the New Zealand Comedy Festival.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you so much.
Go you, girl.
And so because I won a gorgeous Slay 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 Award, my prize is they're paying for it to be taped. So this is the taping
so
that I'm
cool.
doing.
Oh my gosh.
It's on Father's Day.
So everyone who has the ugliest laugh, get your tickets.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Anyone with daddy issues, go and...
Please.
go to Sweetie.
What do you think the dads would think of it?
I would say repulsion, disgust. So my dad...
Bring your dad.
I love my dad a lot. He's fucking awesome. But I do roast him a bit in the show.
Oh, right. Nice.
And my parents came to see it in Wellington with their good friends, and my dad's mate was like, "There's just some things a father shouldn't see."
Oh man! Oh my god! So happy Father's Day!
Happy
to
Father's
Johanna
Day!
Cross-cross dad.
Exactly, my poor dad. He's been through it. He's been through it.
Nice. So that's on Father's Day, and everyone can also grab their tickets from Under the Radar Sweetie.
Yes, and it's also at Goblin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
cool.
I know.
What is it about Goblin that's special for you as a space to do
I
comedy?
I think because Goblin Girls is my first lineup that I've run, there is something special about that. And honestly, the energy for every gig that I've done in there is electric.
It's
the
awesome.
Vibes are amazing. I am biased, but I do think it's the best gig in Auckland.
It is a really, really cool venue. And like you said, everyone's hot.
Everyone's hot.
Everyone, you know how you do sometimes you'll like see a comedy gig or I've had the experience where I've come out and it's people are just there and they're like arms crossed, like you better make me laugh, you stupid bitch. Like they kind of want you to fail, or they're like testing you.
Right,
whereas
yeah.
at Goblin I feel like the energy opposite. They're like, whatever, we want you to win, we want you to win, we're ready to laugh.
That's
which
awesome.
Is
oh,
so nice.
Hot and supportive.
It's hot and it's supportive.
Wow.
Yeah. And
Brilliant.
It's mostly queer women.
Awesome.
I would say that's the vibes.
So if you too are hot and supportive.
Yeah.
Head along.
Yeah.
Oh, it sounds like it's going to be a great night. And good luck with your taping. Are you nervous about getting it taped?
No, because... I feel like it's ready to be taped.
Yeah,
I did it.
I've done it so many
quite
times.
A lot of times. Yeah. And I also am going down to Ōtautahi next week to run it in.
Yes.
Yeah. So it'll be absolutely on point. The only thing I am nervous about is there's some things physically that I have to do on the show that I haven't done in a long time.
Oh.
And I don't know if my body can.
Like athletic sort of stuff?
Yeah. Okay. It's a spoiler, so I don't want to tell you because you'll see it in the show.
Okay.
But yeah, the finale is quite physically intense.
That's awesome. You've got
wow.
to lock into
I've
your
got a
inner
lot of stretching.
Sporty Spice.
I've got
yeah,
a lot of stretching.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Lock into Sporty Spice.
That just made me think. We were asking people earlier in the show, and we got a lot of texts about what they failed in high school.
Yeah.
And I feel like maybe you've got... I just feel like comedians, in order to reach a really great point, maybe you have to fail a lot of stuff.
Oh, my God. Okay, first of all, I was a little freak in high school, and I...
Went me all.
I purposely failed maths in fifth form because you had to do it in sixth form, but I didn't want to. And so I put myself in Cambridge maths. Can we say that? Probably not. I put myself in it was just achieved. I just got to be in the prefabs doing parabolas like rainbows, and I was like, this is awesome.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
But that, I wouldn't say that's fail. I feel like
that's where
laziness.
The comedy
that's just lazy.
Began.
I reckon the comedy career began just from being a show-off, and that happened at birth. That came out.
Was it
came
like
out
a,
the womb funny.
Was there a moment in your life where you were like, nah, I'm going to go be funny for everyone.
I genuinely thought I believed I was a serious actress until I was 25. I was like, no, I will be taken seriously for my craft. As mm-hmm. I am wearing tiny, I used to have a show called Auntie, tiny doodog sunglasses, wearing a towel on my head, socks and jandals and a robe, cream pieing myself in the face and having the audience pour chausseur, like the cask wine chausseur, dry white, medium dry white, into my mouth. And I was like, this is art.
Yeah, this sounds like serious acting to me.
This is serious acting.
I mean, pretending to enjoy a cask of chausseur dry white.
That takes some skills.
That takes some really nuanced acting skill there.
Yeah, and then I remember I was doing the gala, the Comedy Fest gala in Wellington, being like, so crazy, I'm here. It's not even a comedian. And Pax Society was like, you should just do it as yourself. And I was like, oh. True that. And then I did my first stand-up gig in 2020 and then RIP, the pandemic.
Oh,
so here we are. Here we are. Swings and roundabouts.
Yeah. And we're so proud of you, Ohana.
Thanks. And you know what? When I say I'm moving to Melbourne, I'm just going for a bit.
Oh, cool.
Okay, good.
It's not one of these like, it's coming. It's the coming back vibe.
Girls need you.
Yeah, the Goblin Girls will continue, but this is my big last hurrah for Goblin Girls as a resident of Tāmaki.
Okay, you heard it here first, everyone. Yeah. If you want to see Johanna, you got to get along to Goblin Girls. Two tickets left.
There's two tickets left.
They might even be gone.
But if you slide into my DMs, maybe I'll hook you up. But please come to Sweetie. I think.
Yes.
Sweetie's a show, you know?
Yeah.
It is 60 minutes wall-to-wall laughter. If you've ever had a breakup, the Sweetie is for you.
Whoa. Okay.
And if you've ever... especially if you've had a queer breakup, come to the show.
To the show.
Yeah. Very good.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
So sorry I was half an hour late.
And look, we made it work.
We made it work. Thank you so much, Johanna. Good luck for the show.
Thank you so much.
Yes.